And in the spring of 1187, this army was probably somewhere on the order of 20, 25,000 men. He had about a third of it were tough professional Turkmen cavalry. He had a lot of Arab allies, Bedouins, city militias. There were mercenaries such as Armenian bowmen. This is one of the great armies that had been put together by any Muslim commander to date against the Crusaders. He invaded the kingdom from the north, coming through the regions of the Galilee, and laid siege to the great castle near Tiberias, which happened to be defended by Eshiva, who was the a wife of Raymond III. And Raymond III, through his marriage, was titular lord of the Galilee, that is, that strategic northern fief, which goes back to Tancred in the original First Crusade, so important in covering the northern approaches through the plain of Sharon that leads into the old kingdom of Israel and Judah and ultimately to Jerusalem. Well, in this situation, there should have been simply a standard response. If it was Baldwin, the leper king, or later Richard I on the Third Crusade, what would have happened is the Crusaders would have marshaled their army, moved along the main highways in strict formation, close to the water sources, showed up, and forced Saladin to withdraw from that castle. And what would have happened is a stalemate. Essentially, both sides would have eventually backed off, the castle would have been relieved, the siege was raised, and then Saladin would have his problems of explaining to his Arab allies and his Turkish soldiers why there wasn't any plunder, and that could get Saladin in all sorts of political problems, as back in 1177. Well, this is not what happened, because King Guy decided to fight a battle. And there was a momentous decision taken in the tent of King Guy at the city of Sepphoris, which is in the northern Galilee, the old Roman city of Dio Caesarea, and on July 2nd, it was debated what should be done. Initially, Raymond and company decided to do what I just explained, that is, follow the traditional policy. And it was his own wife holding out in Tiberias and said, even if the castle falls, still, strategically, we're not going to lose, and Saladin will have to withdraw. And that was apparently that was what was adopted, except after the council broke up, Guy, who was ever uncertain about himself, was persuaded by the Grand Master of the Templars, that is Gerard, who was a personal enemy of Raymond, instead to risk a battle. And then Guy proceeded to do everything wrong. The next day, the army, instead of following the main route, tries to take a shortcut across the barren hills of Galilee. It's cuts a number of miles off. This is to get to Tiberias quickly. The idea is to surprise Saladin, attack the army immediately, win a great battle, and everything goes wrong. First, the army marches over this horrible landscape at the height of the summer. They eventually reach the summit, the so-called Horns of Hattin, which are these two spurs. They're on top of this small plateau with two spurs, looking down at the Sea of Galilee. They can see the castle, and what did they find? Well, Saladin had excellent reconnaissance. His Arab allies told him that the Crusaders were coming. The wells have been stopped up on the heights. Saladin controls the water sources. The exhausted Crusader army gets up there, and it is an enormous army. There's 1,200 knights, there's perhaps 10,000 infantry, there are Turkopoles. It's an army of maybe 15,000 men, and it doesn't have water and provisions. And those horses are very quickly dying of thirst and getting exhausted. They sleep, they bivouac on the Horns of Hattin that evening. Horrible situation. The next morning, 4th of July, Saturday, 1187, Guy really has nothing else to do except draw his army up in some sort of defensive formation, and Saladin opens the battle. Both sides have agreed they're going to fight a real battle. Well, many of the tactics I explained at the Battle of Hastings in 1066 are employed here, especially by Saladin. The Muslims attack with a combination of cavalry charges backed up with volleys of arrows. The Crusaders are very quickly worn down. There are feigned retreats. At one point, the Turkish cavalry pulls its usual stunt of falling back in disarray. Many of the infantry, famished, dying of thirst, they see the Sea of Galilee in front of them, go racing down to pursue the retreating Turkmen and cavalry, and immediately fall into an ambush and are butchered. And it's a pathetic scene. You can see his infantry being cut down. There's no way to come to their rescue. And then the Muslims resume their relentless attacks during the day. And Saladin is very careful timing these attacks. He knows he just has to wear them down, and eventually the knights would just, you know, collapse from sheer exhaustion.